This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, the law offices of David Schluter, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Mike's Landscaping Lighting, and Builder's Supply Outlet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, everybody. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thank you, Mike Jennings. Mike Jennings is awesome. That's the voice, deep voice, Mike Jennings. So thanks, Mike, for taking care of all of our introductions. We've got a packed show, packed show. Phone lines are open. MegaPros, call, text, and phone line 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're gonna do what we do every show. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
Good morning, everybody. I've been corrected. It's David Jennings. I don't know why. They usually make five or six name challenging. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. David Jennings. Thank you, David. Big voice guy of our show. Let's go around the horn here. Kari Kohler, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Super happy to be here.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about real estate trends. The market is still good.
And we launched our Perks at Work program, where we're going into corporations offering discounts on our services if you use us to buy a home, sell a home, and refinance. And you got the first one out of the box. A lady from Buffalo Grove Police Department is looking to buy and sell a home, and you got out in your area, and you're taking care of her.
Yes, I'm going to meet her on Thursday, and I can't wait. She sounds lovely, and I'm sure we're going to get her townhome sold quickly.
All right, I got a judgment call here, Tom. I need everybody's opinion.
Uh-oh.
It has to do with our new program, Perks at Work, that I had a little challenge as I was going to Peoria. I just wanted to get a ruling, and we have a legal expert in here to get a legal opinion on it, but let's go around the horn. Kari, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
My personal cell is 630-673-4586. Our website is thekohlergroup.com.
And you've got a visitor. You said that this is your second son. This is the firstborn.
This is the firstborn, Sam Kohler.
Sam Kohler, you brought Tommy a couple weeks ago. Not putting you on the spot here, Tom, who do you think she is her favorite, Tommy or John or Sam?
Well,
Sam.
You know what? I've been married to a mother for years,
yeah.
So you know what? I don't think that there's any favorites.
Well, Sam's got a sign up in the other room saying me with an arrow down.
Well, I know it.
Exactly.
You know, I think it's whoever's in the moment.
Yeah.
Whoever's present, that's the favorite.
Yeah, who's ever not pissing off mom.
Exactly.
It jumps to the front of the line. One more time, your phone number, Kari.
630-673-4586.
David Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. How are you, bud?
Good. Nice little trip down this morning. Little car accident.
You got stuck by
first, the guy was up over the right fence in the graveyard in Forest Park.
I saw that.
He was on the graves. Yeah. Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know how he could have done it. Because he had to go up. That's for those of you who
was he late for his own funeral? I mean, is that?
No. It was bad. And then, of course, they do the 90-degree fire truck, so you're stuck.
Blocked out.
And I'm texting David. I don't want to be late. I never have.
Wait a minute. You're texting while you're driving?
Well, we were stopped.
Oh.
It wasn't driving.
He was in his car behind the wheel, not moving.
Oh.
So that's illegal.
I was at that same accident.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And you made it on time.
No, he left earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, it was crazy. But anyway, everything's great.
What are you talking about?
Well, we have a lot of things. The market is not, by the way, the rates. It is the gas prices. And I know you've been saying that on radio and TV, how much that affects people.
Yes.
And you were on TV yesterday. Good job.
Thank you.
A little brown nosing there. But
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah, but we're walking. We're working hard. My staff's great. And you can reach me at the office. It's 36 years of helping people, buying and selling, and just really being a good resource for a lot of families. 630-285-5300.
Listener called you about a land survey. You're going to discuss that a little later.
Right. That's the hot topic of the week. Yep.
All right. And Mike Long from Mike's Landscape Lighting. How are you today, bud?
Very good. How are you?
I'm great. Mike, we're having a little gathering.
A soiree.
A little soiree at my home tonight for everybody involved in the show. And Mike has been at my home for the past week.
Yeah, but that one-bedroom condo, are we all going to fit in there?
I will.
Okay.
Not my problem.
Just checking.
It'll be well lit.
It will be well lit. Right. The outside of the building will be great. Actually, we were sending you to the one-bedroom condo. Everybody else will be at my house.
Oh, boy.
He's done a bang-up job. There'll be pictures up on his website after he's sending in a photographer to take pictures. So
that's cool.
Very, nice. very excited to have everybody out to my house.
We'll have a photographer at the party taking pictures.
Yeah, be kind of cool. So what are you talking about today, Mike?
So we can talk about event lining, but I'm also going to talk about how I helped Wally and Rick out at Antioch, longtime listeners. They called after hearing me on the show, and we helped them light their house.
Awesome. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you?
262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
He's bringing his balls, Tom. He's got I got a pool, and he's going to put balls in my pool. How many balls did you bring in?
I think we have 10 or 12.
10 or 12, like, lit-up master balls, like it decorative balls.
We were just talking about that. I said I want to buy some balls.
Your wife's been saying that for years.
I know. She wishes, but for my pool down in Florida.
Yeah.
I think those things are so cool.
They're awesome.
Well, I've never seen them. I've got them in my little pool house action there waiting to go in the pool. So excited
to
see.
Is that the one-bedroom condo or the pool house?
Don't tell Northbrook, but you could count it, but they don't count it that way. So we'll move on. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Michael, how do they reach out to you?
Again, it's 262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet. Tom, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center. Janke, sorry for insulting you. What are we discussing today?
We are going to talk about countertops.
Countertops?
Countertops.
You know what I saw the other day? Corian countertops. And I remember when Corian was like the bomb.
It had the little stripe in
it. You could get multicolored. It was like the thing, this Corian. All I see them is in stadium bathrooms now.
Right. I mean, the Corian industry, I mean, it was very, very prevalent.
25 years ago, right? It was hot.
My house had, my original countertops were all Corian tops.
There you go.
I actually still have one bathroom that has a Corian top. I like Corian. Actually, my house in Florida has Corian tops. The only thing I don't like it is it has the molded sink, and that sink gets a little yucked up after a while. But Corian was real prevalent. Now it's primarily, Parkside's probably one of the biggest Corian dealers right now, and I would say 90% is probably commercial.
Really?
They're doing the bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
They're doing the vanity tops.
Right.
You know,
in the stadiums.
In the stadiums. In airports, hotels. So Corian is still really big, and there's actually Corian is kind of like Kleenex,
right?
You know, where there's
that's
like
a name.
Five different companies that make solid. It's called Solid Surface.
Solid Surface.
That was an excellent example to explain how they're all part of an industry and not just one product. I just want to say that because I've used the Kleenex one as well many times.
I've asked David to like stop everybody and comment on that, you know, everybody's example throughout the show.
On the contribution.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900, but I ask everybody, the best thing to do is go to our website, buildersupplyoutlet.com. It is packed full of pictures, pricing, and hopefully by the end of the year, my son is taking us into e-commerce.
Wow. That's good.
Big steps. So.
Put the gray-haired old bastard on the side and let the youngins come in and get you into the new stuff.
It's amazing what they've done. But the only good thing is they left my office.
Good.
I don't know why.
Good for you. All right. Phone number again and website?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900 or go to buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Right, I'm going to go around the horn real quick. I got Donnie in the newsroom to get his opinion. Driving down to Peoria, we signed up Kat for this program, so we met with a couple of realtors, Bryson and his team down in Peoria, one of the largest K&W realtors down there, to handle all of our buys and sell transactions, part of this program we launched. And I'm halfway down there, Tommy, and I was thirsty. So I like the iced coffee, hot day, so I stop off and see a Dunkin' Donut. So I ordered my Dunkin' Donut butter pecan iced coffee, right? So because I like it, give me a little sweetness and get me going. And I had to go to the restroom because I'm getting old, Tom. You know how that is, right? not that you're on a long drive.
3 o'clock in the morning, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I go to the men's room. It's locked. So I need a ruling here. So I look. I didn't have to do anything like major reconstruction. I just had a urinary. So there was a...
That's number one.
That's number one. So there was a woman's bathroom right next door.
I know where you're going.
The men's locked. Uh-huh, yep. So I'm like DEFCON 9, right? And I just ordered a 32-ounce coffee. So that's not happening. You know, but it's going to go in. I'm going to have to... So I needed to go. So I knocked. I checked the women's thing. It was open. Went in. Did my number one. Boom. Popped out. I kind of felt I broke the law. Kari, is that... well, Donnie in the newsroom... Is that a violation of any type of code, Donnie? Yes or no?
Yeah, not that I know of. I haven't looked at Peoria's Duncan conduct book, but okay. I think you're okay.
Would you have done that, Donnie?
I probably would have, I think. If it was bad enough, I would have done it.
Kari, would you have gone into the men's room if the ladies' room was open? It was a one-seater. It wasn't a public restroom.
I can't believe you're asking me that in front of 55,000 people.
Yeah.
Having said that, I would do it if I had to.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to come to you with the legal opinion later. Mike Long?
Absolutely. I would have done it.
Tom Janke, you've done it.
Depends.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't mean that as the word depends. I'm using that as the product depends.
I understand.
You don't have to worry about it.
My ruling is because it was in Peoria.
It was okay. Right. It was on the way to Peoria.
Peoria.
And so it's okay.
Just like the people who live in Bloomington to be close to normal as possible.
Oh, Dave Schluter.
Zanies, two drink minimum.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and photo line. So there, Sam, don't feel so bad. I look right at Sam. I'm like, all right, Billy, or something like that earlier. So I screw up everybody's names. 312-981-7200.
And directions sometimes.
And directions sometimes, once in a while. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Kari Cole, let's talk about this market. Fluid market. People are still buying homes. Historically, these rates, yes, they're up from 2.5%, 3% from 2 years ago, from let alone a year ago. Okay, I mean, flashback this time last year, we were quoting rates in the threes. Now we're in the mid to high five, sixes. But listeners are still buying and selling homes.
That's correct. The rates are still very digestible, especially when you look at historic rates.
Where are we at with market time? Because back in the day, everybody's like, is this going to be as bad as 08? And Tom was there in 08. My God, mm-hmm. Everybody on the show was there in 08. Woo! That was horrible. And there was, what, 36, 48 months in some areas, market time on property?
For sure. And in the higher price ranges, definitely. Market time right now is closer to 3 months.
Okay.
I mean, it's building. There's no doubt about it. And the sellers that have been on the market for 30 days are calling, and they're concerned,
freaking
of
out.
Course,
right.
Because times have changed, and they changed very quick. They literally changed overnight.
But that is typical of the market, right? Isn't it like a 3 to 6 month? Is it in a quote unquote normal market? What we saw the past 24 months is not a normalized, 30 months is not a normalized market. We go into COVID, everything stops. We all think we're going to die. They don't know what's going on. 30 day lag. The Fed starts pumping money in, rates drop into the twos, and it's been a runaway freight train until January of this year. Now we're out of the twos, out of the threes, into the fives, into the sixes. It's just the market. And you can't afford to buy as much as you once did, because the financing costs twice as much as it did at 2.5%. So what is the normalized market? Is it 3 to 6 months in a quote-unquote normal market?
It is 3 to 6 months in a normal market. And normal market's very good for both buyers and sellers. So this is a good time to sell your home. It really, really is. And, of course, the weather's fabulous here for selling. All the homes look fantastic. So it's a fantastic time to just do it.
Dave has been through this a lot as well. You've been through these type of markets. Your buyers, when a seller lists with Kari, and then they contact you to get the title, they start freaking out a little bit, because every month that goes by, it's another mortgage payment, it's another insurance payment, it's another tax bill they have to pay, 1/12 of the tax bill, 1/12 of the insurance. Carrying costs are a lot more. But on the other side, that seller's having the same challenge. I've seen three houses in my neighborhood, which you will all pass on the way to my house tonight, that have been sold on contingencies.
Yes.
You didn't use the C word at all during the last 30 months, right?
Right. It was like PMI used to be. It's a curse word.
It was a curse word. Right. If you didn't come in with, if you had a contingency, Tommy, you're out.
Not even showing. They're not even calling the other broker back.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
And on that stress, and here's the thing, when people use incompetent mortgage lenders and they don't call David, here's where I have seller's freak. They've been off 45 days and they call me on day 41. The seller had a bankruptcy 2 years ago. Oh, yeah. There
Have
you
nice
go.
Day.
It's over.
Game over.
And they're already packed.
I want you to talk more after the break. We got to hit a quick break about sellers' expectations and inventory levels and go into a little deeper. We had a, you know, we talked about bathroom talk, so it ate into your time. So we'll come back out of the break and go a little deeper. 312, and Sam's like, this is what she does on Saturdays. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Donnie's going to give a little update, and we'll be right back.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is where you come for all of your home improvement, real estate, mortgage, whatever has to do with the home. So, clapping real quick before we throw it over to Kari. Dave wants his wants a naming of that of the car being in the cemetery. He's very proud of it. He wants some type of finder's fee for that.
I'd love to take a field trip and take you right now, buddy. You can't believe it.
Yeah. Oh man, I would. It does sound like it's pretty crazy. I have to let you know though, our finder's fee fund has been depleted here in the newsroom. It's all going into that vending machine.
That blows. Sorry, Dave.
Sorry,
you missed it.
Well, at least
it.
You could give me a cup of coffee. Not.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's
it's
broken
free
too.
Yeah. That's broken too. All right. Well, thanks, Don Clevin. Go back to sleep.
Well, you got it.
Well, yeah, we'll shake the bell in about 19 minutes. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about inventory levels. I know that the time, we already talked about it, time on market has been extended from 3 days to 3 months, right? Normalized market.
Yes.
Still a good opportunities for sellers, still opportunities for buyers, because I was on, David mentioned, on WGN 4:30, 4 o'clock news on Thursday, and I had mentioned that with the higher rates, things have slowed down a little bit, and the pendulum kind of has swung back into the buyer's side of the table instead of the seller's side. Where are we, and what do you see every day?
Well, I would agree with that. So buyers are now going into the home inspections, and many times they're actually writing contracts saying, I will accept this property in as-is condition. Now, instead of paying 100% of list price, they're paying closer to 98% of list price. And they're going in and saying, I'll accept this property in as-is condition, locking it down, and then doing the home inspection, and then coming back and still like raising stink about health and safety issues.
How many? Well, that's a whole nother story, because when it was crazy over the past 30 months, we had buyers waiving the home inspection. And it's nice to see that the home inspectors are getting back in the game, because I could not believe, Tom,
yep,
and Mike, how many, and you know, electrical challenges, because that's what you do. How many of our listeners bought homes because they had lost 3 or 4 or 10 others? Down goes my cell phone.
Usually 10, by the way.
10 others. They're like, I don't give a damn. I want the house. No home inspection, Tom.
Well, I just bought a home this spring down in Florida. Thank God we had a home inspector. It saved me tens of thousands of dollars.
But the home inspectors are back in play, Kari. In the past 30 months, they were on the sidelines.
They are back in play, and the buyers are getting very particular about the inspection items.
And the sellers become more amenable to making changes the longer their house is on the market.
That is correct.
Okay, there you go. So what are we seeing on the investor side?
Well, it's a great opportunity for investors. And the reason is because rents are so high now. So yes, they may be paying more for the home than they would like to, but there's higher quality tenants right now and the rents are higher. So it's a great opportunity for investors.
And I will say this for the investors, and I will say this for the listeners looking to buy a home. You can't fight the market, right? You pull into the gas station, you want to fill up your tank of gas. 30, 40 days ago, you were paying close to $6 a gallon. Now you're paying in the high fours, low fives. It's the same thing with interest rates, Tommy.
Well, my question is, on the investor side of things, are they lending money to investors?
They are lending money to investors.
Isn't it a much higher rate?
It's a much higher rate. It's typically a point and a half higher, right? You're bringing in, the guidelines say you could get some financing done at 80%. Good luck getting a rate at 80% in this market. So bringing in 25 to 30% is where you're going to be the sweet spot. Bringing in 40% if you've got that type of liquidity is going to give you the lowest rate. But right now, the whole point of this thing, Kari, and getting back to Kari and Tom's question, is you can't fight this market. If you go in with a rate in the fives, and the adjustable rate mortgages are basically on the sidelines right now because the investors are waiting for the huge money Wall Street guys and gals are waiting to see what happens in November with the elections. You can't get an ARM right now. I came out, we had ARMs for about a month. They're gone.
Yeah, short period.
You can't get pricing on ARMs because nobody knows how long you're going to have that ARM on the books. Once there's some type of clarity in the marketplace, I'd love to give out 7-year ARMs in the fours right now. We'd blow up in business. Our listeners would love it. The buyers would love it because they know somewhere down the road they could get a 30-year fixed at about that same rate when things calm down. And things will calm down.
Oh, like they always do. Historically, they do.
Been doing this 21 years. How long have you been selling homes, Kari?
For 20 years.
Okay. So we got in together. I was in grade school when you started selling showers, okay? You've seen these markets.
Does that mean I'm old?
Yeah, that means you're old. That was a little dig at your age. Yeah. You got that? Okay, that was good.
Wow.
No, but we've seen these cycles.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes up, it goes down. You can't fight this market. Rents are up too.
Yes, they sure are.
So whatever the counterbalance is, you're gonna make it up in the rent. It's really not that difficult to figure out. That's what I don't understand. Don't fight this market. When the market changes and the rates come down, we'll put you into a different loan.
Yes, and for the investors, there's so few rental properties available. I mean, all the apartments are packed. So it is a great opportunity for investors to get out and buy homes right now.
Amy was on last week, and she said the number of distress calls that she's getting into her office has skyrocketed. Are you seeing that in your office as well?
Yes, we are. We are just starting to see it. Our team is very good at handling that. We specialized that back in the time when it was really needed. We're excellent at short sales. So
walk me through that call. They call, they own a house. What's that call like?
Sure. Well, basically, we're finding out, you know, a lot of the business that we do are repeat clients, which is wonderful. So we do typically know a lot about what's happening in their lives because we stay in touch with them. So somebody loses a job and all, you know, their gas, their groceries, everything has skyrocketed. All of a sudden, they're not going to be able to make their mortgage payment any longer. So, of course, after 3 months of not making your mortgage payment, you start getting phone calls that stress you out to no end. So we try to get involved and let them know what we can do to get the home sold quickly. If they are underwater on their mortgage, as frankly, many people are going to be based on the fact they paid way over list price. And then if they start losing their jobs and the mortgage gets to be too much. So we ask a series of questions. We get involved. We get the home on the market. If it is, in fact, a short sale, selling short of what they owe on the mortgage, we know exactly how to take care of them, the right attorneys to use to support that.
The sooner the better.
The sooner the better.
Right. The sooner you can get that house on the market when you're in a distressed situation, the less impact you're going to be crushing your credit scores and the less impact you're going to be adding on the backside with legal fees and late fees and penalties from your current servicer. Get that damn house on the market.
Get the house on the market. And then also we need to be able to find them a rental property because they cannot go, you know, and get another mortgage. So the sooner we find out about it, the better we are equipped to be able to help them.
And you have a listing that you want to mention before we hit the break?
Yes, I have a beautiful listing in downtown Geneva. It's on River Lane, and it is priced just under 1.2. It is it has 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a finished basement. You can see the river, and you can also walk to downtown Geneva. And the home is absolutely beautiful. It shows like brand new construction, and my dear friends own it, and I'm looking forward to getting it sold for them.
And you had a happy mom moment. Your son Sam sold his first home.
He did. He sold his first home to an individual that works for Facebook, and they are going to be living in DeKalb, and they are very excited about living in DeKalb, and we're super excited that they've moved to our area.
And what's the typical transition between the first home and the second home for a new realtor? Is it a couple of months?
Okay, what do you...
So when a new realtor gets in, what's the time space between the sale of their first, closing of their first home, and closing of their second transaction? Does it usually take a couple of months to get off the ground?
It does.
All right, so
it
Sam, does. You've got 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks. Let's go, Sam.
No pressure, Sam. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team at the Kohler Group, how do they reach out to you?
My personal cell is 630-673-4586. Our website is thekohlergroup.com.
All right, we're going to come back, talk lighting with Mike Long from Mike's Landscape Lighting. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line are open for business. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I know these are, you know, high-class problems.
Do you upgrade to the package where the spotlight follows you?
I have that.
What do you mean, like a movie star thing?
Yeah, like...
No, it doesn't
David
follow.
David Hopper's in the pool.
I'm looking good now. I have to admit, I do look good in a bathing suit.
I'm sure you do.
I look better than Jabba the Hutt that I did last year at this time.
Oh, I know, but it's not worth a spotlight.
No, not at all.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Huge shout out to our number one fan by the name of Susan Katz. Sits at home every Saturday. Drives her husband absolutely crazy because he hates the show, but she loves the show. And she's the mother of a good friend of ours, Donna Reisman, whose husband works at another radio station, which kind of is a little awkward. But Jeff's a good guy. He used to be over there
down
the dial in Elk Grove Village.
Jeff's a good guy. I consider him a friend, yeah.
Jeff's a good guy.
Yeah.
And Donna's even better. Jeff's half a man without Donna. There's nothing that goes without saying. Mike's Landscape Lighting, Mike's Long. So a couple of listeners called you. The last time you were on,
yep.
And what did you do? Well, walk us through that challenge that you overcame.
It was Wally and Rick. They were Rick is actually a Vietnam vet, and he's having some health problems. So they're moving in together. They're brothers moving in together. So they had to get some light on this house in a dark area of Antioch. Too loud?
No. You got to get closer to the
home. I got to get closer. All right.
There you go.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. No. Perfect.
So they called to light up their new house that they got. Those two guys were a hoot. Rick was matter of fact. Rick actually used Mega Pros like whatever 20-30 years ago.
Oh,
so
nice.
He's talking about that as well. So these guys have been listening for a long time. So they had a real dark house, real dark neighborhood. And we need to get some lighting there so they can see as they're traversing around the yard, and we were able to help them with that.
Was it an expensive investment or no? Or I guess what, you know, how much is expensive when you're dealing with safety?
Yeah, exactly. It was probably our typical size job, which is, it was around $7,000 or $8,000 is what it was to light the whole yard to give them enough light to be able to see around their property.
Did you have to bring in transformers like you did in my house?
Absolutely. You have to bring a transformer, every single one. Absolutely. Just one transformer on that house.
And how long of a job does that take to retrofit a house? What, a standard 2,500 square foot house? I mean, how big was the lot?
It was probably a standard 2,500 square foot house, if I had to guess. The lot was probably, you know, quarter acre, third acre lot, if I had to guess. So just a, you know, smaller property. It was on the Chain of Lakes in Antioch. Beautiful house. And we'd lit up the whole front of the house, and you know, Rick did a bunch of lighting himself in his old house, and we kind of had a little discussion about how to light it and stuff like that, and he finally saw that we should do it the way I was recommending, and they love it. They're a hoot to work for, and real good guys.
How many days did that take? Was it a one-day job? Was it a two-day job? I mean, typically if our listeners are interested in doing major upgrades to their lighting for safety reasons, okay, or for health reasons, right? I guess it all comes down to health and safety, right? You want to make sure you know where you're walking.
Absolutely.
So you don't wind up in the hospital,
yep,
as you get older, right,
yep,
Tom? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, you might be okay to spend a couple of days in the hospital, take a break. No, but is it a one-day job? Is it a two-day job?
That one was a two-day job.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You do party light rentals, which I did not know. Can you explain more about that part of your business?
So we just started that this year. And so we're still getting it off the ground, the party rental lights. But yeah, we actually bought a bunch of bourbon barrels this winter, and we actually refurbished them. We sanded them down, we re-varnished them, and made them all nice and pretty, as you see in your in your yard.
Yeah,
And we use those as the basis to string event lighting around an event area, like we're using to go around your pool. So we have the barrel, we have a pole going up 10 feet, 12 feet, and we string lights around it, and it just gives a cool look to it. And that's one of the ways we do event lighting.
Dave, basically what he did was he brought in 8 or 10 barrels. I lost count. He laid them out all throughout my backyard, around the pool, on the deck, and he came back and made basically a U.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
A U shape. And my wife's biggest concern was, it's going to be too dark. It's going to be too dark. And I'm like, forget about it. Don't worry about it. Mike came out. He's like, I got it. He brought out these barrels. He strung out all the lights. You got the party lights up, right? Is that what they're called? The transom lights?
They're called Beaster lights or Cafe lights, whatever you want to call them. Yes.
So cool. I didn't know what, you know, I'm a visual guy. I'm not a concept guy, right? You got to show me a picture in order for me to understand what the hell's going on.
Just now, like a restaurant.
Yeah. I got to see the food.
Yes.
That was good. Well played. Okay. You'll pay for that later. But I will tell you, it has completely made the area into what it is. You know, it was a great area before, but the lights completely transformed the area into a party. What's going to be tonight? Everybody's going to be able to see and not walk into the pool.
Absolutely. You need if you're using your pooled area for a different reason than you normally use it for. You're going to have tables out there. You're going to be eating. You need to have enough lights so they can see what they're eating.
Alcohol.
And drinking.
There'll be alcohol
there. And you don't want anybody falling in the pool, so we're going to have little floaty balls in there, too.
Did you go for the rental, or are you going to keep these?
No. He brought them out. I rented them.
You rented them.
Okay. I'm not going to keep the barrels up all the time.
I don't know how many parties you have.
Not enough. I'm not keeping the
barrel. You don't have a pony that you're riding that you could do a little barrel racing?
That's at the condo.
Oh, that's it.
You'll be there.
Yeehaw.
It'll be you, the pony, and the condo.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it'll be perfect, and you'll have a shovel and a big bucket like in the zoo. Mike, if our listeners want to reach out to get more information, what's the best number?
My number 262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got all the phone lines lit up here. Dave, I was going to throw it to you and to Tom after the break, but let's clean out these phone lines and answer our listeners' questions after the break. Listeners, hang tight. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Joe is off this weekend. He's got grandparents weekend up at his home, and we're going to hold down the fort, but that is his MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And that was David Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Out to Peoria. Steve, how are you? Steve? Steve in Peoria. All right, we're going to put Steve on hold. Can you pick up Steve, Jack? Tell him that we'll bring him back after Steve and Chinoa. Hey, Steve and Chinoa, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good.
Hey, great show. I just got a quick question. You guys got me a little paranoid about something. I sold a property. They bought it in June. Well, they liked it. They accepted. They put down earnest money. They had an inspection, a couple items. We made arrangements. They agreed. We closed at the end of the month. They finalized some financing, I think, this coming week. I'm just paranoid. I heard you guys talking about a bankruptcy. Nothing can go wrong at this point, right? I mean, we're 20 days away from closing, and they've already had it for over a month.
Well, here, you should. I'll say this. A lot of things could go wrong in the next 20 days, not to make you nervous or anything. People could lose their jobs. People could have could pass away. The bank could go out of business that approved your loan, like we had in the 07-08 collapse. We've been through a lot, but Dave, want to put
since
our
I was the
here?
One, yeah, since I was the one who brought it up, it actually happened, like I said, to a seller because they had packed up and everything, and it was the mortgage company was incompetent and didn't dig deep enough early on. I'm talking in the first week that should have come up. It's like it's as common as the address.
It's during
have
the first
been,
call.
Yeah, have you been bankrupt? Okay, so yeah, you are far enough along that I'm really not concerned, and absent a Metro accident or something like that, you're going to be fine.
Do you have a clear to close letter from the lender who is securing the financing of your buyer?
No, my real estate attorney was telling me that I'm supposed to, with next week, I'm supposed to get some of that stuff. Because I call every couple of weeks, you know, last 5 weeks. I call every couple of weeks all nervous and just waiting.
Yeah, it shouldn't take 5 weeks to get a clear
to close.
No,
but I would
market.
Think, I would just say this, if it's toxic, I think you'd know by now. I think you're going to be fine. Enjoy it, pack up, hope you can get, find something to move to, and I hope it should be fine.
I'll be a little less optimistic. If you don't have a clear to close with 5 weeks in, then you should start raising questions. This is all that I'm saying. It doesn't take 5 weeks to get a loan done in this market.
Well, then the first thing Monday, you just call your guy and say, please have this. Your attorney ask the other attorney what exactly is outstanding. Yeah. I send about three of those a week.
Has the appraisal been done?
Yes.
All right. How long ago was the appraisal done?
2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah. You should have, well, it might take a week to get the report. If you don't have a clear to close this week, I'd start getting nervous. No, not to freak you out, but, Kari, would that be a good... 5 weeks ago, they signed a contract. Appraisal's done over 2 weeks ago. You don't have a clear to close 3 weeks. In this market, with volume down, what would you be thinking?
Well, I agree with you. They should have a clear to close.
I have your lawyer send a quick email on Monday saying, my seller wants to make their plans. That's a very soft way to do it. They like to make their plans. Please provide the specifics reasons and
why
get those from the
close.
Why you have the attorney. You don't call the bank. You don't call the lender. But the other side has privity. They can get those answers to you by the end of the day tomorrow. On Monday, sorry.
All right, Steve.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312. We're big into Steve's. Let's go back to Peoria. Steve, are you back on the line?
I am on the line here. David, thanks much for enjoy listening to the program. Thank you much for the information you provide us.
Sure. Well, how can we help you? Thanks for listening.
I used to live about 2 minutes from Builder Supply Outlet, retired, moved to Peoria. Looking next year to move closer to son and grandchild. And I'm hearing Terry mentioning about the investors, and I've been reading about this, about corporations and buying up properties. How concerned should I be about being in competition with not only individuals, but all these corporations? You know, what percentage are these, and am I unfounded in my concerns?
So corporation buyers like BlackRock and other major companies coming in, buying up huge blocks of properties, are you seeing that in this market?
I am not.
Right. Either am I. And there's a lot of stories, Steve, out there where these conglomerations, BlackRock, which is a bazillion-dollar company, go in and buy up blocks. But this is Illinois, okay? We have something called ridiculously high real estate taxes that these investors don't want to deal with the Mishigas here in Illinois. And they're mostly concentrating on the southeast and southwest markets because they don't have the nuts real estate taxes here and the government challenges that we have here. So I've seen those stories. They're all over the place, Steve. Kari's seen them. Everybody in here has seen. It's not impacting this market as it is other markets. And for listeners that don't know what we're talking about, there are large corporations that are going out there into markets that are buying up thousands of pieces of property at a time and taking them off the market. Some people think that's bad. Some people think that's good. I will revert back to 2008 in Romeoville. An investor came in Romeoville and bought up a ton of properties. I don't know exactly what the number is, but properties went from $80,000 that were selling for $250,000 to $3,000. They dropped to $80,000 during the collapse. In 2008, the investor came in instantaneously overnight when that transaction went down. Those homes were now worth $130,000 to $140,000. How do I know? Because I did a state trooper's loan in Romeoville, and that's what he bought a new home for $130,000 that previously sold for $250,000 to $3,000. When the collapse happened in 2008. So, Steve, I don't think it's that big of a challenge here, but in other areas it is, especially...
One last question, Dave. We're looking to move to Missouri. Do you handle Missouri, or are you strictly Illinois?
No, we're licensed in Missouri, and Kari could refer you to one of her her associates in Missouri, and we've got a great referral partner down in Peoria that could help you sell the Peoria house as well.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
All right, buddy, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200. We have Tom in Geneva, then we're going to hit a break there, Benny. Tom, you got a mold question. How can we help you?
Yes, Hochberg, I love your show.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Love you, too.
Oh, thanks, buddy. So, anyhow, I don't know if you guys can help me, but I've been renting an apartment for my daughters in Michigan for a year and 1 month. And they both have been sick ever since, so I finally did a mold test myself. And the place is full of mold, so I want to know, is there any possible way to get out of this lease?
Ooh.
They say I can't.
That's a great question. So a rental got mold. His kids are sick. Hang on. Yes. I'll tell you what. I got to hit a break here, bud. So don't move anywhere. This is a great tease, Tom. And we're going to this is a great. I'm past the break. So Tommy, hang on. All right. So we're going to come back with the mold question. I want both your opinions on that. Rent the home.
Awesome.
Renters are getting sick. Happens to be his daughters. Not a good situation. You don't want your family in any type of danger situation. What type of legal protection does Tom have for his daughters? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression.
The
Roaring 20s.
Wake up first thing.
What do you call the late 30s? The Depression.
Yeah,
I remember, you know what? The Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but
you should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad,
and then like a bread line.
A bread line.
Hey. Now here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ray Kaplan over the top,
and I tell you, I renamed the sink. It's all done.
It's one of the best cuts ever. 312-981-7200. Tom and Geneva's got sick kids. Are they both your daughters, or did your daughter rent an apartment with a friend?
No, both are my daughters.
Okay.
One goes to school there, and the other one lives with her.
All right, so we got two daughters. Not real good for Tom here in Geneva. He's got daughters up in Michigan who are having health challenges, and he found out that the apartment's got mold in it. So your dime, your dance, for David. What happens?
Yeah, in Michigan, if their leases are like ours here, unfortunately, it's pretty pro-landlord. It starts out with the phrase, the covenant to pay rent is a separate and apart covenant. And the reason is, people not as nice as you often make excuses like a clogged sink or a noisy toilet and try to hold money out of the rent. And I know you haven't done that. So what you need to do is you need to go ahead and check with the municipality to see if they're willing to come in and do an inspection. Because if it does get tagged as uninhabitable, then at least you'll have something to go to a Michigan attorney. Because that's the first thing the attorney is going to say is, you really have to reach the level where it can't be lived in. It's not just general sticky windows, a noisy air conditioner. So to set yourself up so you have a proper meeting with a Michigan attorney, see if the local municipality is willing to come out and do an inspection and tag it. Has a doctor actually said that the mold is actually the source of their problems?
No, but they both know. No, they both went to the doctor, and they were saying it's some other, one said tonsillitis. No, no. Now, one daughter lived there for the whole school year. She came home back here to live. Everything cleared up.
Right.
The other daughter went back up there for a internship, and she's sicker than hell now.
Have you done a mold test?
I just finished. We just finished it yesterday, and I'm going to send it in. It's full of mold.
But the main thing is to get the municipality involved, to have them locally come out. Like I said, I don't know how political it is up there, but they should be able to tag the place. Then when you go lawyer shopping, which you're going to need to do because the landlord may ignore the situation. Kari, you had an angle during the break also. Kari's got a take on it too.
Go ahead, Kari.
Well, I'm predicting you've already done this, but to talk to the landlord and say, please mitigate it. And if they say no, what I might do if it were my two sons living there is just mitigate it myself and then go after the landlord for the refund on it in some way, shape, or form. But I would not.
We're going to move out of there.
Well, be careful. Again, that covenant, before you do that, we're on the radio. I want other people listening. This is a huge Protect Dave disclaimer. It's probably like it is in Illinois, which is the rental obligation is due the first day you signed the lease. So if it was a 1-year lease, the day you sign, you owe the whole 12 months, no matter how bad it goes. If it's 2 year, I had a commercial client agree to $1.2 million, $100,000 a month for 12 months. And they said, we're out of here. Well, about a year and a half later came the $800,000 lawsuit. So you got to be careful. I know your numbers aren't that big on this being an apartment, but be careful about playing the we're leaving, because it could affect, if maybe you're, if you're like me, you've had to guarantee a number of kids' leases, it may affect your credit if you had to co-sign that lease.
Well, I understand I have to pay it. It's just I'm not going to have my kids living in there
100%.
Anymore.
You got to get your kids out of there.
Well, but he's still got to get that mold test back.
I understand. He's going to get the mold test back, and then go to the landlord, go to the municipality,
right,
and say, hey, you know, this is, you got challenges in this rental unit and maybe in other rental units if they're in a building.
Yes, but I wish you the best, though, and I have daughters, so I know how you're feeling. So.
Make sense there, Tom?
Yeah, it's all good. It sounds good. I figure there wasn't a whole lot I can do, which... You know, I got to go through the process where I'm going to call the health department, municipality, and we'll go from there. But thanks a lot. You helped me out a lot once again.
Yeah, wait till you get that test that shows it's positive, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hook them up with the, what part of Michigan?
Kalamazoo.
Yeah, you got anybody up in Kalamazoo?
I do not, but I have a title company up there that can get them honest.
If you need some representation, I'll give your, Dave will follow up after, okay, bud?
Okay, thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. I hope your daughters are taken care of medically, my friend. 312-981-7200. Go to wgndavid.com. 815, thanks. I thought your number one fan was me. I'll always be number two. You'll never number two. I've got a lot of space there under number one, and 815 is a loyal listener. Texts in every show, so you're still number one right next to Mrs. Katz. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Peggy in Wooddale, you got a question about a reverse mortgage, and we're going to hit a break.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry, about a reverse mortgage, did you say?
Oh, I thought you were Peggy. You've got water damage. The lady with the reverse mortgage dropped off the line. You've got water damage in your house. How can we help you?
It's my son's house. It started about a month ago. They were on vacation in Florida, came back, and a pipe had broken. There was extensive damage all throughout the house. It was in the ceiling. They called their insurance company. They gave them a approved contractor. The contractor came out and said, no problem. He's dealt with the insurance company before, and he usually gets everything approved. So he started demolition and started negotiating with the insurance company. As it turned out, it got so contentious that the contractor said he wouldn't continue unless my son signed a contract saying he would pay 1% on the total estimate if the insurance company didn't approve everything, no matter what happened, that if the job couldn't be completed, that they would pay 1% on the entire estimate. So went back to the insurance company. They're getting pros and cons depending on who they're speaking to. Got another approved agent or another approved contractor. Got together with the insurance agent, my son, and the contractor. That was a week ago. And at that point, they thought it was all settled.
So is there a question in there, Peggy? Is there a question in there, bud?
I don't know who to call, what agency would oversee this, because you had a lawyer on there, what the obligation was with the contractor, the insurance company. You know, the agency tells them there's not going to be a problem, and then there is a problem. The contractor says there's not going to be a problem, and then there is a problem.
All right, Peggy, we got the full, got it. It just took six minutes to get there. I got to hit a break here, though. We can't answer it. I got bottom of the hour heartbreak, but I'm going to put you on hold and pick you up on the other side of the break, okay?
Oh, thank you so
much. All right, hang on. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's AmericaPros call, text, and photo line. Donnie is in the newsroom ready and able and ready to go. 312-981-7200, the AmericaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Coming back with Peggy in Wooddale, Dave. So it sounds like her son got into a little bit of a ram battering session between his contractor and the insurance company. What legal advice do you have for Peggy in Wooddale to cover this to overcome this challenge?
Yeah, hi. Good morning. The situation you have is very common. Sometimes the white knight contractor does lose interest because they get in deeper than what they might have quoted. Practically, as an
offer, they said it's been two white knight contracts.
Okay, but anyway, the 1% offer, as much as that seemed annoying, it might have been something that you might have wanted to get an explanation out of your agent what that was about. But had that been gone well instead of that derailing, they might have more enthusiasm from the contractors. The next call you should make Monday, I'm presuming, just like our agents for our cars and our home and everything, I presume you've given your agent a lot of money over the decades, correct?
Yes,
that's the favor you need. A lawyer is not going to get involved just because with the hourly rates and things like that, it wouldn't be fair to you. It's not like a burning down of a whole house type case or anything like that. It'll eventually resolve itself. So you're going to have to rely on the agent's integrity and that all that business you've been giving to have them jump in. If they say, I'm out of it, once there's a claim started, that's a line. They can help a lot because they're making money from you.
That's a horrible agent.
The agent has been involved. He got himself involved a week ago, and at this point, you know, nothing has been settled. And my son doesn't know who to trust, the agent, the contractor, you know, who to turn to.
Yeah, again, it's just part of life's hassles. Not a little regret call, but the bottom line is maybe see if they'll resurrect that 1% business again and see if they take more interest in it. They may be looking at everybody as adversaries. But again, the amount of money you're involved, you know, you'd have to pay a lawyer a much bigger retainer than it might take to do the whole thing. And they're not going to take a contingency, you know, where for whatever they save your son or whatever. And I wish I could tell you more, but I owe you. You're in, you know, DuPage County. It's a nice place. Mm-hmm. The judges are fair. But any honest lawyer probably would not take your money on it. I would just keep pushing hard with the agent. Maybe, yeah, because they've made a lot of money over, and just say, we know it's an inconvenience, but we're out of energy on this.
It's the agent's job.
Right.
It's insurance.
Well, they say it isn't, though. They say once
it
goes,
find a new freaking insurance agent.
But they're stuck with this one for now.
I know. I'll tell you what. Go back to, I'd put my foot right on the throat of the insurance agent and go, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too long.
Right. This is ridiculous.
It wasn't caused by negligence or, you know, sometimes they hide when somebody, you know, brings a propane tank into their dishwasher to clean it or something like that.
I'd put one foot on his throat and the other one up his wahoo.
Yep.
and stay on it. No. I mean that's where it is.
Well, this is what I was trying to say, is they made money off him over the years. And I wish I could
that's
tell you more.
That's their job.
But it's not a loss. It's not lawsuit worthy.
That's their job. That's the insurance agent's job.
I'm with you.
You got a claim. Preach. Go back to the insurance agent. Make sure it's taken care of.
Yeah.
If there's some funny business going on, I'd sit outside your insurance agent's door or in the driveway until he or she does his or her job, which is to provide insurance to the homeowner.
Like a good neighbor, Hochberg is there.
Damn straight. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, Peggy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Tom, we're going to throw it to you after the break, but I got a nice, Facebook message here. Husband and I retired to Black River Falls, Wisconsin 21 years ago. We were thrilled to hear about your program. Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago makes us feel like we're back and listening to WGN 720, just like we did in the Wally Phillips, Bob Collins days. Thanks for the memories. Whoa! That's some high-praised...
gravitas.
High-praised... company there, huh? Couldn't agree more. This is from Jim. I listen to Lou's show, then watch this on Facebook. I can hear Wally saying it's people helping people, and I've been helped a lot by David and the folks on his show for the past few years. So thank you.
Listen to these accolades that are coming in.
No, that's really cool. Thank you for our Facebook family, Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. You can go there to watch us live.
I think it's because Joe's not here today.
Oh, that's really nice. I'll let you take that up with Joe later. That's a landmine you stepped on, and you better not get off.
Those notes. Those are very cool notes.
I got my own problems. I'm not stepping on that one. Okay. Right. And I got a text here. Hey, Hochberg, I heard you're having a pool party by your house tonight. Is it open for everyone? Someone mentioned on the radio, have fun. No, it's not open for everyone. It's open for other people on the show. And there'll be Northbrook police out in front, so don't even try to push it. 312-981-7200.
Doberman guard dogs.
The Northbrook police. I'm good to them. They're good to me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Come back with Tom Janke with everything that he wants to talk about. Countertops is the topic of conversation. 312-981-7200. Megapro's call, text, and photo line. Home to Chicago 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Bob and Wood Dale. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. You know, I listened to our Tom over there at Builders of Supply, and just last year they did our whole kitchen for us. What a great job they did. They had such a nice deal, and they were so nice that why would you want to go anywhere else?
Tell you what, Bob from Wooddale is giving Lindsay a run for her money.
I met Tom personally. He happened to be walking through there. What a personable guy. I mean, great guy.
Was it a highlight of your day or a disappointment, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That was a great call, too.
Wow, I get picked on a lot.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Maurice in Chicago has got a question for you, Tommy.
Okay.
Maurice?
Yes, good morning, guys. It's, you got a nice, really nice show there.
No, thank
Listen,
you.
About 6 years ago, I had a moron that come over my house and put in a shower in the basement. Get this, guys. He didn't pitch the floor right, and there's no shower fan. As a result, water is coming all out of the shower doors, oozing out, hitting the wall, and now I've got a little mold issue. Now, over the years, I've used silicone caulk to kind of calm things down. Of course, I've cleaned it out, re-caulked it, but here we go again. Every time I take a shower, water is oozing out. Is there a way that you guys or know, anybody on the south side of Chicago, like, come in my basement, and maybe just clean all the caulk out of the shower floor and re-caulk it. Take up the windows, the shower doors, and just re-caulk everything. Or is it better without me going into some kind of financial bankruptcy of putting a shower pan in there? I'm told that there are pre-pitched plastic shower pans. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if I got somebody that know how to do that on the south side of Chicago. Everybody seems to be way into but Timbuktu. So I don't know.
Tom?
Okay. So
pre-pitched shower pants. Say that 10 times quick. That's a phrase that
pre-pitched page. Shower pants. Right. Probably, you know, in the day, I was making shower pans under the Oasis brand. Musty's probably got one of the biggest names out there in shower pans. What you've got, if they did not put any type of curbing in to be able to keep that water inside the shower, it, you know, you're going to caulk until the cows come home. It is not going to. It's all you're going to do is you're putting lipstick on a pig and a Band-Aid on it. So the real thing to do is to tear that shower door out. Does that shower door go all the way to the ceiling?
No.
Okay. So you're
maybe, yeah, got a lot of space there.
Okay. And a typical shower door is about 72 inches high. When you use them in a tub shower, they're usually 59. So you can reuse that. I would absolutely tear that shower door out and put a pan in. How big is the shower?
Oh, it's about 60 inches long, width-wise about 40-ish, no, about 30-something.
Okay. 32, 36?
Because if you look under the, like, for instance, look under the Oasis brand with a nice bigger shower like that. We used to make them, and Oasis still makes it, the new owners. They make it with a seat, which is really nice feature to have in a shower.
Okay. Well, there's a seat there. There's a seat. He built the seat there. It's,
okay,
it's made out of stone. So I can lose the shower doors. I don't care about the shower doors. I'm tired of squeegeeing. Every time I get out of the shower, I got to use this little small miniature squeegee that I use to clean the shower. I can lose that.
So if it sounds like to me you have a 5-foot shower, they probably built a 1-foot seat so you can accommodate right now a 4-foot shower. The typical 4-foot showers are 32 inches in depth to 34 inches in depth. I would go in there. The problem is you're going to have to take the first row of tile out to be able to drop a base in there. So I don't know. And then the other thing, I don't know how big of a shower door do you have? Is it like a 4-foot wide shower door? Is it a slider back and forth?
Yeah, it's a slider on the side there back and forth. Yeah.
So that sounds like a 48-inch shower. Take the shower door down, pop your first row of tile out, throw in a regular shower pan. Could be a Musty, could be Oasis. Kohler makes them, Jacuzzi makes them. Do it right, because what you're talking about right now, bringing somebody out to tear caulk out and everything else, you are putting a lipstick on a pig.
I got it. Okay, so now the issue I'm having now is finding someone on the south side that could do that.
It's tough. Most of the contractors that we know don't go to the south side.
Right.
Okay.
You know what? There, you know, Lou Manfredini always talks about this. Go to NARI, N-A-R-I. Yeah,
just going
to
say that.
NARI is the National Association of Remodeling Contractors.
Yeah.
And you know what? They will cover anywhere from the north, south, east, and west side.
Yeah, so, they got contractors in your specific area.
Yep, definitely go to NARI, but don't sit there and continue to do what you're doing of caulking because it is not going to work.
Okay, I'm glad I caught you.
Is that your only shower, Dan?
I got a shower upstairs in the living area there. That's basically the wife used that, and I'm in the basement. You know, so that's kind of like my private area, if you will. I get dressed in the morning, I take my shower, and I go to work.
Got it.
So my suggestion is find the contractor and then talk to your wife about getting permission to use the bathroom upstairs.
While the contractor
is done, say that it's not forever, but I'm only going to use your bathroom for a little while.
Well, it's either that or a divorce, and I'll be calling David for one of those condominiums he's selling way up there somewhere.
No problem. Yeah, we'll finance that.
You could probably have the apartment I'm being sent to.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Yeah, it's got a horse. It's got a pony.
And it's got a pony.
Yeah, a shovel and a waste paper basket for the poop. Hang on, Maurice, for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got 3 or 4 minutes before the break here. You want to talk about countertops, and we'll talk about
more after the break. Countertops. What a big subject that is.
Yeah. If you got counters, you need countertops.
You would think.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't have counters?
Things fall into your drawers.
Oh, boy.
It's tough to eat on them.
Indeed, it is. So, are we...
Yeah, that's your segue to talk about before the break.
Segue.
You have 2 minutes before the break.
I got 2 minutes.
So talk about it, tease the audience, give an overview, and then we'll go to the break and come back and talk about countertop.
So one of the things, we are one of the largest countertop sellers, I should say resellers, in the marketplace. The one beauty part about ours is, unlike these signs that you see all over, dotted all over the landscape that says, you know, countertops $29 a square foot. Well, guess what? When you're all said and done, it isn't $29.
How come they could do that? But it's not installed.
Well, because number one is they give you $29 as the material. Now you have fabrication. Now you have install. Now you have sales tax. Now you have everything
delivery,
else.
Delivery.
You start adding that up. That $29 all of a sudden went to $90, and people go, what? So they see these signs. When they come into our place, one of the things, you know, we've been in business 14 years and going on our 15th. When we started out, we were doing roughly about 90% granite, 10% quartz. That is 100% flipped. We are doing 90% quartz to about 10% granite.
Really?
Yes. So one of the things that when you start looking at this quartz comes in with these beautiful patterns now. Where before it looked like Corian. You know, it just had a little spotty. It was not very attractive. They've done an incredible job. So we have these huge pieces of quartz so people can really get a great visual instead of looking at a 12 by 12 little piece. But when they start looking at our pricing that we've got, which is posted on not only our website, but it's also at the store, it is an all-inclusive price. So when we say it's $79 or $89 or $99 a square foot, you are all in for that.
No games.
That's there. We do not charge sales tax on it. We do not need to because the material cost is greater. Labor is greater than the material cost. So we can save money. The biggest thing, too, is we back it. When you find some of these signs, what you've got is you've got a guy in a pickup truck.
Yeah, chucking a truck.
And he's going to take and he's going to be fabricating a whole bunch of it in your driveway at home. So, you know, with us, you've got the security of knowing and the warranty behind it with our organization.
We'll talk more about countertops. I want to get Kari's opinion on this after the break. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to 720 WGN and the Home Sweet Home Chicago show on 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break for news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Now, here's David Hochberg at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Tom, back to you with your countertop talk. We get this a lot. buy one, get three free. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, but the one window that typically costs $100 is now costing you $600. But
right.
They're going to overcharge you on one and give you the other three free. You see this bait and switch nonsense all the time.
We did an ad several years ago about the buy one, get one free. But the question is how much is the first one? That is the biggest bait and switch. But you know what? It still works and it still gets people dialing. I just personally, I could not do that.
Sleep at night.
We have morals, and I'm just not that way. That's why we don't do in-home consultations where, you know, they don't leave till you get an order. And, you know, they got to call their boss and call their boss. We're just not like that. But let's go back to the countertop thing. You know, during the break, Kari asked me a question. She goes, you know, what's the biggest difference between granite and quartz? Well, you know, granite was first on the scene, and as everybody probably knows, granite was made by the big guy upstairs in a form of mountains. And one of the greatest explanations I got for granite was, if you look at a mountain, think of a mountain as a piece of meat. What you have is you have your sirloin on either ends, and you have your tenderloin in the center. When you see those $29 ads, you're buying sirloin. What they do is they will harvest it out of the mountain, they will take it, and then they will have to dip it in a special solution that will actually fill in all the fissures, because when they go to cut it, it blows apart. Okay. So anyway, that gives you the difference, you know, in granite. But granite is porous. You know, it's got to be sealed. Now, they sell 15-year sealers. I've never seen a 15-year sealer seal for 15 years. So it's a constant, you know, it's an upkeep to it. Quartz emerges to the marketplace. A quartz is a man-made product. There is different machines that make it. It's a Brexit, or Braxit is the top machine making it. But quartz is a non-porous. Bakers, whether it's male or female, they love quartz because you can roll out dough on it and it's not porous. They can take their disinfectant wipes. They can throw raw chicken on the countertop. Take your disinfectant wipe and wipe it away.
I freeze watermelon.
Yeah.
Because I make shakes.
Yeah.
And I take the frozen Ziploc bags and I pound it on my quartz countertop. And my wife thinks that I am going to destroy somehow this frozen watermelon that's 98% water is somehow going, I slice it into thin slices so it blends easy, is going to somehow damage my brand new countertops.
Nope.
Can you have that conversation with her tonight?
I'm going to. Do you have any frozen watermelon at home?
I got it at home.
Let's go. Bring it out. We'll do some crash testing on it now.
Unbelievable.
You know, it's a lot stronger because it's non-porous.
Right.
You know, the pores make things a little bit easier to fracture.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
The other thing that you get with quartz, quartz will have a higher heat tolerance. I believe the heat tolerance goes up to 350, 360 degrees, where the heat tolerance in a granite is usually around 270.
Okay.
So it will... We still don't recommend people take pots off the stove and put them onto the countertop.
People do that, though.
Yep. But the other thing is when quartz emerged to the marketplace, it was their colors and their offering was horrible. It was ugliest stuff in the world. And what they've done over the past 5 to 7 years is miraculous. The color palette that they've brought out is incredible. And again, because you go to HGTV, what do you see? You see white quartz with a gray veining. I just redid my bathroom at my house here. Of course, what did I do? White quartz with a gray veining to it. It's the most popular that's out there. They have probably 8 different versions of it. They have thinner vein lines.
Guess what?
They got thicker vein lines.
When you come to Northbrook tonight, you'll see white quartz with gray veining.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
And with smashed watermelon on top of it. Yes. I'm going to bring a little hammer, too, just to show her.
Don't. I don't need that aggravation. Got a quick question for you. Countertops are talking about how important a look is now. Past 30 months, it hasn't been that as important. Now we're getting into where features matter.
Yes.
How much are countertops important when now listing a home and showing a home, when the pendulum has swung into the buyer's area as away from the seller's area?
They are critically important. So a high quality countertop is very important. I have not seen buyers be that specific, which was a learning experience for me here today, between granite or quartz. Either one has been making them very happy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to like keep my eye on that now and bring back some data for you.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, you're looking at new houses. They're all going quartz. Now, I will say in some of these production builders, they do granite just because of a cost. But when we first brought quartz into the mix, quartz is probably 30 to 40% higher than what granite is. Because of the volume that's happening right now, you might only see a 10% difference.
Phone number.
So it's not that much more. Mm-hmm. So give us a call at 708-343-3900, or you can always go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Dave, we're going to come back with a land survey question. Somebody built a deck. Texter said, I built the deck. Do I need a new survey? And we sent it to you, and you have got an answer for that. 312-981-7200. Even when you're not here, Dave, people text in legal questions. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sally, thanks for hanging out for so long.
Oh, no problem. First of all, before I ask my question, I have to tell you, I love your sarcasm and all the fun you guys have with each other.
I don't know what she's talking about.
There you go.
We got a three-hour real estate show. If you don't have fun, you're driving into railroad embankments, and then you're suing WGN. Well, love of God, lighten up, folks.
Lighten up, Francis.
When I have you on Saturdays, I'm not only learning, I'm laughing. So thank you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Dave, our listeners are doing a lot of work outside. Mike's done a ton of work in my house outside. He's helping listeners put lights up all around their home for security reasons and for safety reasons. A lot of our listeners are putting up decks, and George from Deck Tech will be there tonight, so you guys get to meet George. He's a great guy. What type of challenges do our listeners have with surveys when you're building decks?
Yeah, when it's an outside improvement, even in unincorporated where I live out in DuPage, there are very high regimes who want to make sure they find out about all the improvements because they share data 30 seconds later with the assessors. So in other words, you put a $25,000 deck on and you pull your permit. One is health and safety, of course, but another driver is that the permit department is like a doorway to the assessor. So the next time your house comes up for reassessment, you can't argue that your house isn't worth more than it used to be because you put the deck. So our caller who called had a survey, and he was dealing with the municipality, and they said, well, we need a survey. So he brings it in, and they go, well, no, that's old. And the standard in the business is 6 months. So he was very upset that even though the house looked exactly like it did when he bought it from a bird's eye view, which is what a surveyor shows, 30,000-foot view, he said, why would I need a new one? I'll just say that it's the same thing. Well, they don't care. They just invoke the six-month rule, and it'll look different afterwards. So the next time he gets his deck, when he gets his deck and he does another permit for a shed, they'll make him update it again if it's more than 6 months. You can't get around it. They don't negotiate. You could say you know the mayor or whatever. You're going nowhere.
There's that town, Riverside, who sends a town employee out,
right,
before they will let you sell your home.
Park Ridge is the same way.
To make sure you haven't done any improvements. And if you had, here comes the code police.
And here comes the terror offers. If you didn't get permission, there goes the shed. There goes the pool. Yeah.
Riverside and Park Ridge do that?
Yeah, Park Ridge does. Yeah, it's a five-day. A lot of lawyers get caught who don't practice as much as I do. They don't know about it, and then we're sitting at the closing, and they go, we have to postpone 5 days. The attorney and the broker didn't know the rules, and the guy walks around. They're looking for decks. They're looking for sheds. And again, they say health
fences?
And safety.
Fences?
Oh, you're dead. Yeah. When did that go in? When did that get put in? There was a famous case in Carroll Stream where a guy was getting Tom's going to love this. The guy was just getting a $75 above-ground pool from, you know, that they used to be around. They were on TV a lot. Anyway, they would put in an above-ground pool. They go, you got to get a permit. So the guy is $75. That's all he wants. And he walks it off with him. And the guy says, when did that three-season room go on? He goes, it was there when I bought. He goes, hold on a second. He gets on his walkie-talkie. No records for the three-season room. It was beautiful, though. Cedar, had a foundation, heating and air conditioning. So he goes, listen, my boss is a really good guy. The next guy who's going to take his job after he retires, I'm not sure what he'll say. But my boss just said, add 100 to the pool permit. and we'll just call it a day because it looks great. It really was done well. Well, guess what? The guy goes, I'm not paying that. That wasn't my... Ready? Supreme Court of Illinois. The guy goes all the way up, fights it all the way, and finally they say, well, not only should you have taken the deal, but you're paying the city attorney's bill,
hey,
and we're going back to the day you closed at $100 a day, back when you bought the house, because you just didn't want to be reasonable. And went up on appeal, and he lost. They said, you had an easy out. They were trying to help you out. But again, we all have people we've dealt with that say, I'm a person of principle.
Sure.
That guy didn't treat me right. That's anyway, very stubborn. So sometimes when you go to the wall, you lose the whole thing. So the bottom line is you're not going to win with your town, I told the listener. And they're about $450 to $500 in the suburbs. He's got to roll it into his budget. And again, did the new one look just like the old one? Yes. But another thing that they were running into is because our market was flying out the door with these 10 deals on every house, the surveyors were strung out all spring. I mean, they were telling 3-week minimum when my guy used to be 3 days because they had so much activity. There were so many sales. So then he's on hold with his deck contractor. Bottom line is they're going to win every time. I don't know the basis of it other than the fact that they just can. I know that's a lame answer as a lawyer, but they can. They hold all the cards. So be ready on your home improvement. Now, if you're putting a Rubbermaid shed up next to your garage, no. If you go to Menards today and get a $40 shed, who cares? But anything permanent that's bolted or will be there after you leave, you have to get a permit for it, and you also have to get a survey with the permit.
Listen, knucklehead, you're getting a pool for $75.
Yeah.
Right?
Call it a day.
Throw in the Benjamin, shut up, and move on.
No, because he was principled.
Yeah, well, he's
a man of his word.
Fool and their money soon part.
Yeah.
Principle.
But anyway, that was an awesome one. The lawyers were all calling each other, like saying the same thing, like, oh my God, I'd take that deal right now. But again, some people they were raised that way. Yeah. I find it as learned behavior.
Things happen.
They're raised that way, and they say, my dad never gave in. I'm not giving in. So there you go. But anyway, you're not going to win. Roll it into your budget. And until such time you do roll on the issue, you're not getting your deck.
Got more comments about this pool party tonight. 630, I met you in a freaking Aldi parking lot, and I'm not invited. Philip. That's what
that
the text
funny
says.
Right there.
I see.
That's a funny guy.
Okay, number one, I met you in the Aldi parking lot because it's right down the street from the Wheeling Police Department. I'm buddies with the chief. And number two, the Aldi's got knocked down. They're putting up a school there. So, no, you're still not invited. 312-981-7200.
I like that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I like him, but he's not part of the show.
It's funny, though.
Yeah, it's funny. And then the other guys, they call the guard dogs off. I didn't expect you to read it on the air. Have fun. Of course I'm going to read it on the air.
Right.
Kind of challenge is that?
What
challenge accepted, challenge taken.
We got nothing else to do.
That's right. We're doing a real estate show. Let's read some text messages. 312-981-7200. Tommy?
I just saw it. I was looking at one. What do I think about Schrock kitchen cabinets? Are they worth spending money on?
The texter dropped off.
The what?
The texter dropped. The caller dropped off that asked that question.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just reading one of the texts here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Schrock cabinets are a decent cabinet. They were actually owned by LK, but LK ended up selling their whole cabinet division in the past, I think, year. They're a decent cabinet. Do we have something like that in that same category? Our cabinet line, Waypoint. We do extremely well with Waypoint. They usually offer free sink bases. They have free delivery to your house. So come and check out our Waypoint. Be just like Schrock.
1 minute before the break, We have Pam in Grays Lake. Pam, fire your question out. Tommy will answer it quick. Go ahead, Pam.
Hi. Yes, we have. We had granite countertops installed about 3.5 years ago. And I know you were talking about sealing. When are we supposed to seal it? And like, how often do you seal it?
Well, that really depends. You know, around a sink area, faucet area is going to probably take a lot more abuse with just standing water on it. My wife, because I still have granite countertops at my house, my wife takes, and she buys it, I think, at Depot or she buys it at Menards. It is a sealer cleaner all in one, and she uses that frequently. But to do a full sealer, I'm going to say it's probably into 5 to 6 to 7 years.
Wait after the first installation?
Oh, yeah, because anybody that puts it in, anybody that was reputable that puts it in, they're going to put a 15-year sealer.
Okay.
So I call a good 15-year sealer is going to last you a terrific 5 to 7 years. So
nothing lasts 15 years.
Nothing lasts 15 nothing. Years.
And, you're supposed to let it sit for like 24 hours, right? You're not supposed to, because the sealer I use in my old house, I put it on, it said leave it for 24 hours or 12 hours overnight and then wipe it up.
Actually, the sealers today, because I just had the bathroom done and I have marble floors in the bathroom, I sealed them. I spray them, wiped them off, and within 2 hours, I was ready to walk on them.
Oh, there you go. Tells you what I know.
Right.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, which isn't much. Pam, hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Mike, we got some textures coming in with some lighting questions. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. For all of our listeners who do not want to call into the show. Mike, you work with, I got your name and number from the builder of my home.
Yes.
And a texter texted in, do you work with builders and contractors or only direct with consumers? And I think it's an important distinction for you to point out that you work with custom builders, you work with
landscapers,
you work with commercial properties.
Architects.
So why don't you go into dive a little deeper into who of our listeners should be reaching out to you for their projects.
Who of our listeners?
Yeah.
We work with everybody. Yeah, absolutely. We have builders that we work with. We have landscape architects, regular architects. Interior designers have actually called us. We've done stuff outside for them. You name it. Sport court guys. You name it. We can light all kinds of different things for different reasons.
Yeah. So when we were looking to finish up and put lights on the outside, we went to our builder and we're like, hey, I know nothing of this area. Who do we use? And then he gave us two or three names. Two guys came out, said, I can't do that. The other guy came out with a book, and he's flipping through his book. I'm like, well, that's great. I'm not going to sit here. What is this, 1994? I'm not going to flip through, like, a book. He brought, like, a three-ring binder. I'm like, dude, really? And Mike's like, well, we could do that. We could do this. The first guy who said no 17 times said, no problem. We just got to run this over here, run that over there, and we'll do this, that. He called up his phone. He brought an iPad, bing, bang, boom. This is what it is. I'm like, you're hired. Done. Let's go. That's what it's all about.
We've even done stuff for realtors. They're trying to sell a house in the market where it's a buyer's market, and we'd actually fix the lighting outside for them so they can take pictures and do the stuff to market their homes. We've done a lot of that as well.
The market is changing.
Yep.
And the sellers are going to have to put money into their homes, Kari.
Yes, they are.
To make it more affordable. The day of a 30-year 2.5% and 20 people lined up outside your door and 19 of them have already lost 10 houses, it's a completely different market out there. And your home better be pristine or else you're not going to get the price that you think you're going to get, which you're probably not going to get it anymore. Because the market has changed, and that's what supply, and it's Econ 101. Dave, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I just have another positive thing. My staff, if they're listening, they're going to be saying, yes, Dave, you're right. The buy-owner deals are a lot of work for lawyers. We all work on a flat fee, and those spiked during the nonsense because here's what they said to themselves. Well, if I call Kari and she can get 12 offers, I'll at least get two. And so we had quite a spike. I didn't turn it away. But my staff is very grateful for the slowdown because all of our deals, unless it's an interfamily deal where a son is selling, a dad selling to their son.
But this is where you need proper representation.
Yes, exactly.
This isn't just put a for sale sign on. This is down and dirty hand-to-hand combat. And this is where the professionals come in this market, Kari. Agree or disagree?
I totally agree. And I know the conversation with the for sale by owners. What is misunderstood in the market is it takes technique and skill and talent to be able to get the highest price that the market will bear. So even if you get five offers, if you're a for sale by owner, that doesn't mean you got the highest offer a real estate agent could have gotten you because of how we market internationally also to get the most number of buyers.
Even taking into account after the commission figure. In other words, if you do the math, you know, $5,000 commission, $100,000. The 95 is still a great price. You know, as far, I'm just doing it logically, but but I'm just very grateful that this has slowed up because those buy owners have slowed up probably 80%, which I'm grateful.
312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. Back to Mike, we got a texter in here. Do you do the design work as well, Mike? So I guess somebody, I'm just assuming, has got a home. Do you come out and do all the design work as well?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a certified outdoor lighting designer. I'm probably one of the only few in the area. So, yes, I do all the designs myself.
All right. Phone number for listeners want to reach out to you, Michael?
262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
312-981-7200. We're going to take a short break here. So we've got a long stretch at the end of the hour. And my good friend John Hansen is in Studio D prepping for his show, Let's Get Legal, after our show at about 1:05. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. WGN phone, text, and photo lines are open. Sponsored by MegaPros. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I guess there's a caller who's upset that I said put a foot on the insurance agent's throat. It's a figure of speech. I don't anticipate Peggy going to the insurance agent. If the insurance agent, if you're not happy with the claim that you filed, then you should stick your body in front of the insurance agent until the complaint is resurrected and you are happy, right? To call into a radio show to try to get legal advice when you should be go, which is fine. We appreciate that. But when you should be putting all your attention on your insurance agent, who is basically his or her job is to protect the person who owns the house, who's having the challenge. That's where you should be putting your efforts. Right, David?
Illustrations are very effective, and you are a master of illustrations, and you meant nothing physical by it. It was just to say, raise the leverage, take advantage of the premium you've been paying, and get it resolved. That's all you meant. So we're sorry we offended somebody, but there was no physical thing intended. It's just a phrase that's used.
That was a great lawyer answer.
That's phenomenal. That's why Dave's my attorney.
Lawyer speak.
That's why I have Dave.
I've got a thing on my desk, like the cab drivers, whether they would go on the meter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one with an H on it. As soon as he starts in, I click that thing down.
Yeah, and when I got Leahy, I got Dave on my left and Leahy's right. On my right, and all he says, well, it depends. 312-981-7200. 847. Mike's lighting is great. Weeks ago, I texted into the show, and you weren't able to answer on air. Mike called me during the week and answered all of my questions. There you go.
Awesome. I'm glad we helped you out.
Nice job. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Tom, somebody texted in or called in. We didn't have a chance to. I thought it was Cheryl or somebody. I think it was a link.
Right. She was asking about, can you use quartz as a backsplash?
Yes. And then she hung up and we didn't get to that caller.
And the answer to that is absolutely. The only thing that I tell people is typically your countertops are a 3 cm, which is an inch and a quarter countertop. A lot of time when you did backsplashes back in the day, like when I did it, the manufacturer of the stone made it in 3 cm and 2 cm.
Cm meaning what?
Centimeters.
Okay, just making sure.
A 2 cm is only a 3/4 inch thick. That was great for backsplashes. So, unfortunately, today, they want to put the 3 cm on the backsplash. My suggestion, because it looks clunky at the ends because it's so thick.
It does.
It looks very clunky. You know what you do? Have your fabricator bevel those exposed edges, and they won't look as thick.
But that's so funny because I did walk through a new construction, and it looked like a cinder block.
Yeah, I mean it looks clunky because it's this inch and a quarter big piece of
you're
clunky
dead on.
Stone.
Yeah, you're dead on.
So go in and do a beveled edge. Do about a 1/2 to 3/4 inch bevel edge. It will take that clunkiness right out of it.
Yep.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Mike, on the way out, we got a couple of minutes. Let's talk about you renting out your lighting. What is the investment in that? And who should our listeners call to get more contact information?
So the setup at your house would probably be a $2,000 rental. I'm trying to think. It's probably 150 feet of event lighting, 9 barrels, and 10 floaty color-changing balls for the pool. So real cool look. And that goes through our same number, 262-358-9100. But yeah, we can handle anything you want to throw at us. We love lighting.
All right, we're going to bring your son in here. Hey, Sammy, come here, Junior. We're going to put Sammy on the phone, on the radio. How long have you been selling real estate, Sam? Get up, you put your mouth right there.
About 2 or 3 months now.
How's it going?
It's going great. I love working for Kari and the team.
Your mom?
My mom, yes.
Mom.
All right.
I've never...
Kari on the job.
Kari on the job.
Mom at home, yes.
Mom at home.
Mom at home, Kari on the job.
Yes.
So it's like, if a call comes in and it's something you don't yell across, Mom, Joe's on line 3. It's Kari, something like that.
Exactly. Yep. Kari in the office.
All right. How exciting was it to sell your first home? Go ahead, Sam.
It was really exciting. Yeah. I had a great coach. And Kari helped me through the process, and it was great.
First of many, right?
Yes. First of many.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
buddy.
You so much.
Your
Thank
brother
you.
Said he's going to get in the business as well.
It's going to be competitive between us.
And he said that he thinks he's a better salesperson than you.
No, he's lying. He's lying.
I don't know.
Well, I have a recommendation.
Yeah.
Having 4 children, go for the property brothers. Keep him out of the, or let him become a contractor with Tom and Joe, and then you do property brothers 10 years from now.
Sure. We'll see how that goes.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Those guys are loaded.
Their mom is one of the top realtors in the western suburbs. You think he's going into contracting? He's not MegaPro's Joe's kid.
No, he doesn't want to share the wealth.
No, the other kid's going right behind him. Come on, she's got an empire out there. What they're going to start building houses? They're going to sell the damn places. It's a lot cleaner and a lot more enjoyable.
All right, it's a backup plan.
All right, it's a backup plan. So if our listeners want to reach you, in case Kari is busy, what's the best number to reach you?
331-575-7457.
You're a young man. You just graduated college.
Correct.
So you're looking to handle a younger demographic because that's right in your wheelhouse.
Yep.
A lot of first-time home buyers, a lot of listeners' kids are looking to buy in the St. Charles area. Probably a good resource to reach out to.
Yes, I would love to help them.
All right. One more time, your phone number?
331-575-7457.
All right. Go in the other room. 312-981-7200. Nice job. 312-981-7200.
Did his mom tell him to go to the room?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
No. So, nice job. All right, he's a nice kid.
No, he's very polite.
We got 6 minutes left in the show. Let's go. So, Kari, for our listeners, what nugget of knowledge would you like to leave our listeners with before you schlep out to Northbrook tonight to our party?
Well, so we've mentioned on the show before, I have an office in Denver, Colorado, and Las Vegas, Nevada. In those other two states, we do not use real estate attorneys. And I miss the real estate attorneys in those other two states.
That's what you were mentioning earlier.
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because there's so much protection for my client.
Yes.
With the attorney. I mean, first of all, we look through the contract. My operations manager looks through the contract. Then we turn it over, of course, making sure everything's perfect. Then we turn it over to the attorney. They review it, modify it, change it for any reason other than price. There's so many layers of protection. And then when we get to the home inspection and when there's problems at the walkthrough, you have an attorney to represent you rather than having to go to small claims court.
How about that guy earlier that called who thinks he's selling his home at the end of the month? He's going to probably sell his home, but he's calling in. He doesn't have a clear to close. What, he's going to call the mortgage broker on the other side? He's going to be, who the hell are you?
They're not going to.
I can't give you any information. We can't give the other side any information without the express written consent of the our client.
Right.
You know, the buyer. If our buyer doesn't give us information to release it, we're not going to talk to the seller. Correct. We have sellers call us all the time. Thank you for the call. The buyer hasn't given us authorization to release that information to you. We have realtors call us to try to pressure us. Listen, Sally or Johnny, thank you for the call. You know it's breaking RESPA laws, what you're asking me to do, and our buyer hasn't given me authorization to give you any information about their primary, about their finances. I'm sure you can understand because you passed the real estate test, and I'm sure that was on the real estate exam. And even if it wasn't, here, I'll educate you right now. Our buyer hasn't given us authorization to talk to you. it's nice to meet you. I'll talk to you after the transaction, but I can't give you any specific information about the transaction. And they try to steamroll, you know, my younger loan officers, and I'm like, I'll handle this. Right?
I'm with you all the way.
It's exhausting.
And then they call us and say, call the lender.
This guy's a jerk. No, the guy's doing his job, or the girl's doing his job.
And all I can tell you, when they turn around and call me next, when they're not even my broker, I say, you have counsel on your side. I'll deal. Have that lawyer call me. It's only an email is instantaneous.
Right.
Have him send me an email.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, Kari, what's the best number?
My personal cell at 630-673-4586, thekohlergroup.com.
Proud mom moment there.
Proud mom. Proud mom moment his whole life.
There you go.
Ooh.
He's number one. The other guy's dead.
Oh, no, Tommy's my
She didn't say that when Tommy was here.
That's not like a high bar to clear for the rest of his life.
And Tommy, too.
Yeah, okay. Way to clean that mess up on aisle five. Dave, our listeners want to reach you. What's the best number?
630-285-5300. Always a free consultation. We do everything on a flat fee. We look forward to helping you.
The guy wants you to meet him in Aldi's, the old Aldi parking lot, and drive him in. Don't do it. Tommy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can reach 708-343-3900 or go to buildersupplyoutlet.com.
You could get everybody's information, that's all the experts' information, on the show at WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com. If they weren't reputable and they didn't know what they were doing, they would not be on this show. That is why you go to WGNDavid.com. I trust everybody on this show, and so can you. I appreciate you listening. We will be back next Saturday. John Hansen with Let's Get Legal coming up next. If you want to reach me during the week, you can give me a call at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or you can visit our website, 56david.com. Thanks for listening. Stay cool out there. It's a hot one. We'll see you next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, the law offices of David Schluter, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Mike's Landscaping Lighting, and Builder's Supply Outlet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.